I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, November 14. Coming up, Prime Minister says Jamaica to expect increase in investment opportunities as a result of boosted LNG capacity. PAJ presses ahead with plans to upgrade the port of Montego Bay, and IMF approves 3-year standby arrangement for Jamaica. The news in detail after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica will see numerous investment opportunities emerging in the near future as a result of the country's increased capacity in the liquefied natural gas subsector. The Jamaica Public Service, JPS, on Friday commissioned into service infrastructure to use LNG at its Bogue power plant in St. James. Plans are also well advanced for the conversion of the power plant in Old Harbour to LNG. Prime Minister Holness says Jamaica is poised to become a regional hub for the distribution of LNG.
In doing the diversification, our energy prices are likely to project flat going into the future, which means that companies, for example, in Trinidad, are now looking at Jamaica, because Trinidad, though they have oil, they are going to be affected by virtue of the decline in oil. So you're going to see investments coming into Jamaica.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a ceremony to commission the LNG infrastructure at the Bogue power plant last Friday. He says based on conversations with the chief executive officer of New Fortress Energy, supplier of LNG to JPS, he is confident that Jamaica will become the central hub for distributing LNG across the region. In the meantime, Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the acquisition of liquefied natural gas, LNG, as part of the energy option is a significant boost to Jamaica's energy diversification efforts. Dr. Wheatley was addressing stakeholders and business leaders at the commissioning of LNG at the Jamaica Public Service JPS Bogue power plant in St. James.
The country has now seen a tremendous accomplishments in our energy endeavors. We have the largest wind and solar installations in the English-speaking Caribbean. As Energy Minister, it is my vision for this sector to have a fit-for-purpose energy architecture that can be the cornerstone of a production platform for delivering the economic growth required by our people and our country.
The government's drive to bring cheaper and cleaner energy to the people of Jamaica has been advanced with the arrival of LNG for the JPS power plant in Bogue nearly 2 weeks earlier. The Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, is pressing ahead with plans to upgrade the port of Montego Bay at a cost of over $20 million. This to position the second city as the best mixed-use terminal in the Caribbean. PAJ Chairman Professor Gordon Shirley says the terminal had to be modernized and expanded to increase the demand for fuel and to accommodate the shipment and storage of liquefied natural gas, LNG.
The Port Authority is making plans to increase the berthing capacity at the Montego Bay port to accommodate 2 dedicated cruise berths, a separate berth for the handling of containerized cargo and bulk cargo, and a separate berth for the handling of fuels, with a total development cost of over $20 million.
The upgrades will lead to improvements in bunkering and ship supply services, warehousing, chandling services, and wet repairs. Professor Shirley says the mandate of the PAJ is to enhance port facilities to meet world-class standards. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the smooth fashion in which Jamaica transitioned from the Extended Fund Facility Agreement to a standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund will have positive impacts for the local business climate. Mr. Holness says in approving the new arrangement, the IMF commended Jamaica for its commitment to policy credibility and fiscal discipline. This, he says, is a major vote of confidence for the island and a positive signal to the international investor community.
We transitioned into a new IMF program seamlessly. And what that does is to add greater certainty to the environment.
The IMF last week approved a 3-year $1.64 billion standby arrangement for Jamaica, which immediately replaces the extended fund facility that was scheduled to end March next year. Mr. Holness says the arrangement is an insurance policy against unforeseen economic shocks that are beyond Jamaica's control. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.